With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Cayman's roadwork budget gets a $6 million boost. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
When presenting the 2026 budget, lawmakers approved just over $14 million for the line item Major Roadworks Expansion Projects. At June's Finance Committee meeting, the Infrastructure Minister asked MPs for $6 million in additional funds to support the, quote, advancement of priority road construction, roadway improvement, resurfacing, drainage, and safety enhancement projects. Opposition leader, the Honorable Joey Hugh.
Can you give any background as to why we require 42% more of what was originally budgeted for this year, 6 months into it?
The original number that we put in for the budget at the time was somewhere around $21 million, what we was looking to get us to the end of the year. But again, we knew how we had to work with the situation, the hand that we dealt with, until we can get there, and that's why we're back here now.
Then want to confirm that this additional amount has nothing to do with no new major roads or...
Mr. Chair, through you, yes, that is a yes.
The Honorable J. E. Banks says a portion of the funds will support ongoing work on the expansion of the east-west arterial.
This $6 million is directly to continue the major road enhancements that we have going on around Grand Cayman. The east-west arterial enhancement, when we start that, it will cover a section of it, the section that is covered that we're doing right now, which is from Woodland to Hearst Road.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The budget for youth, sports, culture, and heritage gets a $1.7 million increase to expand grant opportunities for young Caymanians. While reviewing supplemental appropriation, lawmakers discussed financial support for local athletes.
Has your administration considered giving a grant to those athletes who have done so well carrying the Cayman brand? And if so, what are they and will they be permanent moving forward?
We must support those people who are going to be running under the flag with that coat of arms that showcase who we are. We must support them.
Fielding a question from Georgetown MP Kenneth Bryan, Sports Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin said his administration is developing a policy that will speak about the different levels of athletes in the Cayman Islands and how government can support them.
I think within another 2 months we should be ready, because I have a draft of it which I'm looking at right now.
The policy would relate to amateur athletes. In other local news, Orville Richardson has been jailed for more than 3 years after admitting multiple offenses involving the abuse of two women. In sentencing the 45-year-old to 40 months behind bars, Justice Cheryl Richards said Orville Richardson represented a high risk of reoffending and posed an ongoing danger to women in the community. Richardson pled guilty to 11 charges, including assault, stalking, and unlawful confinement, stemming from a series of incidents between March and May last year. One victim detailed years of abuse, including threats to kill her, repeated assaults, and an incident which she was choked until her eyes bled. The court also heard that Richardson often prevented her from leaving their residence. A social inquiry report described Richardson as controlling and intimidating and said previous rehabilitation efforts had not successfully addressed his anger issues. Although his lawyer argued that mental health treatment in the community would be more appropriate than prison, the judge found that the seriousness and persistence of the abuse required a custodial sentence. The head of the criminal division of Grand Court said the protection of women was a key consideration and concluded that Richard's history demonstrated a continuing risk to future partners. Liquor license holders are facing a renewal deadline. License holders, including those with music and dancing license, are reminded that renewals are due by 4 p.m. on Monday, the 24th of August. The Department of Commerce and Investment says applications must be submitted either online or at its first floor counter at the Government Administration Building. The counter is open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Applications received by the deadline will go to the annual liquor licensing session on the 14th of September. The new license period begins on the 1st of October, 2026. The department says license holders with permits expiring on the 30th of September must renew in this annual session if they are to operate in the new license period. More details and application forms are available from the Department of Commerce and Investment. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Disaster preparedness takes center stage in Cayman Brac. Volunteers and residents gathered at the Aston Rutty Center on Thursday for a Disaster Management 101 training session hosted by the Red Cross. Disaster manager O'Neill Minot tells CIGTV the free class focuses on family emergency planning, disaster response, and recovery tactics ahead of the peak hurricane season.
Where we engage not only our Red Cross volunteers, but members of the public within the Cayman Brac, and it is aimed at equipping them to build community resilience, how to properly prepare, how to properly mitigate threats and risks for a hurricane season and disasters in general, but more importantly, how to respond and to recover from potential disasters.
The Red Cross plans to hold more sessions across all three islands. Members of the public now have the opportunity to recognize Caymanians making an impact around the world through the inaugural Making Waves People's Choice Award. Radio Cayman's intern Tyler Stewart has more.
The public can vote for one outstanding finalist from this year's Making Waves shortlist, giving the community a direct voice in celebrating Caymanian excellence on the global stage. The awards, created by Caymanian Connection, honor Caymanians living overseas who are making exceptional contributions across a range of industries while proudly representing the Cayman Islands internationally. This year's finalists have been selected across 9 categories, including arts, culture, heritage, STEM, education, inclusion, financial and sustainability, health and wellness, sports and tourism, as well as travel and hospitality. While category winners will continue to be chosen by an independent panel of judges, the People's Choice Award will be decided entirely by public vote. Cayman Connection Executive Director Ashley Akinumi says every finalist has an inspiring story of perseverance, innovation, leadership and service, and encourages the public to take time to learn about their achievements before casting a vote of their own. With Radio Cayman News, this is Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. To find out more, visit caymanconnections.org. Finally, the World Anti-Doping Agency has chosen the Cayman Islands as a host for a major intelligence and investigation workshop, part of a global push to strengthen the fight against performance-enhancing drugs. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
WADA says it has signed a letter of intent with the Cayman Islands government to host a global anti-doping intelligence and investigations network workshop in June 2027. The declaration was endorsed by Minister for Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, the Honorable Isaac Rankin. Led by the organization's Intelligence and Investigations Department, the GAIN project is a global initiative designed to improve cooperation, intelligence sharing and investigative capabilities among anti-doping organizations and law enforcement authorities. GAIN has already supported more than 250 operations worldwide, contributing to the seizure of more than 90 tons of performance-enhancing drugs and the dismantling of over 80 illicit laboratories. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your day and the weekend ahead.